It's all about you, Jesus.
Oh, na na ma na de ya na na ma.
It's all about you.
Na na mo ya na na na.
It's all about
you. Na na mo na 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 na.
It's all about you, Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
I bring you more than a song.
For a song in itself is not what you have required. You search for people with me through the way things are. You look into my heart. It's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, yes.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, all about you, all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
We know it's all about you.
It's all about you.
Ministry is all about you.
It's all about you.
Yes, it's all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Meaning that when we remove you, then there is no ministry.
So
when we remove you from the equation, then there is nothing we are doing.
Lord, it's all about
you. Are the center
you.
Of this assignment. You are the center of our lives.
It's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you.
Lord, it's all about you.
It's all about you, yes.
Lord, it's all about you.
It's all about you. Jesus at the center of it all.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center.
We sing this song as we make prayers for the body of Christ, for the church of God.
From beginning to the end. It's all has been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, nothing else matters.
Nothing in this world will do.
Nothing in this world will do.
Jesus at the center.
Jesus at the center.
Everything revolves around him.
Everything revolves around me. Jesus, you.
Jesus, be the center of your church.
Jesus, be the center of your church.
Jesus, be the center of your church.
Jesus, be the center.
May you remain the only message that we preach.
From beginning to the end.
To always be.
To always be. To always be you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center.
Everything revolves around you.
Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus be the center.
Yes.
It's all about you. Yes, it's all about
from my heart to the heavens.
From my heart to the heavens. Jesus be the center. It's all about you. Yes, it's all about you.
Christ alone, my hope is found.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my soul. This cornerstone, this solid ground,
fell through the fiercest drought and storm.
Of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease,
my comforter,
my all in all, hey! Here in the love of Christ, I stand
in Christ alone.
Who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live, then bursting forth in glorious day. Up from the grave he rose. In glorious day, and rose again. And as he stands in victory, since God has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine. With the precious blood of Christ.
I like the last stanza that, you know, no guilt in life, no fear in death.
No guilt in life, no fear in death.
This is the power of Christ in me.
This is the power of Christ in me.
From life's first cry to final breath.
First cry.
Jesus commands my destiny.
Jesus commands my destiny.
No power of hell.
No power of hell.
No scheme of man.
No scheme of
can
man.
Can ever pluck me from his hand.
Can never pluck me from his hand.
Till he returns or calls me home.
He returns or calls me home.
Hearing the power of Christ, I stand.
Hearing the power of Christ, I stand.
No power of hell.
No power of hell.
No scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hands.
Or calls me home. Hearing the power of Christ.
One more time. No power of hell. No scheme of man.
No power of hell. No scheme of man can ever block me from his hands. Till he returns or calls me home.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Krabasudoko Prodoko Shikatayama. Thank you, Lord. Brakabasata. Gibuko Sutoko Frakatabayo. Ragabasata Kaprotoko Sikatayama. Ibrakedosko Protoko Sikanadaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's look at scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We'll start reading from verse 9. 1 Corinthians 3, 9. We'll read down. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And another built on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work. Of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Christ, our only message. Christ, our only message. We must understand that when it comes to the message that we preach, God is not flexible. God is not flexible when it comes to the message. Listen, we believe in diversity of calling. He gave gifts unto men, some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. We believe in that. People are called into different ministries. But then we believe that the message is one. God has not given us different messages. God gave us only one message. And when it comes to the issue of the message, God is not flexible. God is not flexible. When it comes to the message, God is not. See, God is rigid when it comes to the message. God gave us only one message. Only one message. Only one message. Only one message. Just one message. So, but when you don't understand that, you will think that people are called to preach different things. Some say they are called. Their calling is to preach prosperity. Some have said their calling is to preach holiness. Some say their calling is to preach kingdom, the kingdom movement. Some have, you know, different things they are preaching. Some are motivational speakers. Their ministry, their calling, they say, is to preach success. How to succeed in life. Some people's calling is, they feel their calling is purpose discovery. Listen, God didn't give us different messages. God didn't give us, yes, He gave us, there are different callings, but the message is a single message. The message is a particular message. The message cannot be unique to every individual. No. Wisdom, you cannot have your own message. And then Mercy, we have our own message. And then Stephen, we have his own message. And then Victor, we have his own message. And then I will have my own message. And then everybody has their own message. God would then be an author of confusion. There is only one message that we have been called to preach. Only one message. Only one message. We'll see that. Paul says, listen to me. Kai, this is serious. Stephen, when it comes to the issue of the message, God is not flexible. God is not. Look at this. Galatians chapter 1, right? Look at this. Please follow me. Look at this. From verse 6. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preach any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. Do you understand what? Do you understand that? The message is not flexible. If anyone preaches another message, oh my God, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. Even if we or an angel preach another gospel to you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. So you cannot just go about preaching anything. There is a particular message. In fact, it says that if you bring in another gospel, you are cursed. Can you imagine that? No. Do you see the seriousness? Look, you can toil around with every other thing except the message. That's the truth. Do you know the reason? The exclusive reserve of the Christian faith is our message. Listen, miracle is not an exclusive reserve of the Christian faith. Signs and wonders is not an exclusive reserve. Every other world religion have signs and wonders. Every other world religion can perform miracles at their own level. Look, these things that we are running around pursuing, these are not the main things. You are looking for a prophet who will call for your phone number. A good native doctor can do that. People have problems with their husband, and you are running to pastor. You are praying, you are fasting. People go to native doctors. He just say, rub this thing on your tongue and talk to him. From today, anything you tell him, he will begin to obey you. And it works. Do you understand? That these things can be done. This is not the exclusive reserve of the Christian faith. Are you looking for prophecy? They talked about a girl who prophesied to Paul and Silas. Was she a true prophet from God? She was possessed with a familiar spirit, yet her prophecy was accurate. Do you understand? So we are not carried away by manifestations. That is not the thing. That is not, look. When it is Christianity, the core is the message. This is the only thing that we have. This is our exclusive reserve. The message is not different messages. God gave us only one message to preach. If any man preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. So this is important. Paul says, I have laid the foundation, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Every man builds on this foundation. And he says, no other foundation can be laid. You can't run off and you begin to preach your own thing. No other. Stephen, do you understand? No other foundation can be laid except that which has already been laid. What is that foundation? Which is Jesus Christ. That's the foundation. And that is the only message that God has called us to preach. The gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. This is what the apostles preached. This is the message. When you read the New Testament, you read the epistles, you will see a consistency. When you read the book of Acts, you will see a consistency. The apostles preached only one message. Peter was not preaching his own message, and James was preaching his own, and then John, and then Paul. All of them preached only one message. So we must understand that when it comes to the message, we cannot turn to the left or to the right. The message is fixed. God is not flexible. God is rigid. Even if an angel appears today and tells you another thing, let that angel be accursed. Do you understand that? That's serious. Even if we or an angel, any man, there is a curse. Do you understand? It's serious. We don't go about preaching motivation. That is not the message. That's why the Bible talks about another gospel. Another gospel. Look, it's just like saying there is fake 100. Do you understand? It's like saying fake 100 naira, meaning that there's original 100 naira. If you say another, there was something. The gospel. Every other thing you say outside the gospel is another gospel. And anybody who is preaching another gospel, let him be accursed. Paul made that statement to show the seriousness of the message. When it comes to the message that we preach, God requires faithfulness. Look at this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Because these are the areas God requires faithfulness. First Corinthians 4. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Take note. He says that we are stewards. First, he says that we are servants of Christ. Then he says that what? We are stewards, custodians of the mysteries of God. Then he tells you it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. This is one area where God requires faithfulness. When it comes to the issue of the message, God requires that we stay true, be faithful. Don't be tossed to and fro by what is happening. Experiences should not shape our message. Our message must be as it is written in the epistles. God gave us only one message. We're going to see that there's a consistency all through the scriptures about the message. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 2. Follow me. The message. 1 Corinthians 2. Verse 2. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. This is Paul telling the Corinthian church, when I came among you, this is the only thing I preached. This is the only message: Christ and Him crucified. We don't have another gospel. We don't have another message. We are ministers of Christ. We are ministers. We are servants of Christ. And so we have only one message to preach: Christ and Him crucified. Every other message is another gospel. That is the truth. Whether you come, you preach foundational powers, you preach bloodline demons, you preach ancestral causes, and worst of all, you say that what is working, we are preaching it, we are praying those prayers, it's working for us. The result is not the problem. What we are talking about is not the result. Moses, God told Moses, speak to the rock. Moses went and struck the rock twice. Did water come out? Water came out. But then God was not pleased. So that water came out of the rock doesn't mean that thing is solid. God wasn't pleased. We are not moved. The result. So you cannot say that it is working. As long as what you are teaching, what you are preaching is not consistent with the message that we have received, we discard. It doesn't matter the result you are having. It doesn't matter the result you are having. It doesn't matter the result you are having. Results. People come around, they share testimonies and that. Those are good things, but that is not it. Our message is not based on people's experience. Our message is based on what is written. When I came among you, I desire to know nothing save Christ and Him crucified. That is the only message that we have received. I desire to know nothing else save Christ. We don't preach another message. We don't have another message. God did not give us the right to tamper with the message. God did not give us the right to preach our own message. He didn't give you the right to hey, do you understand this? To establish your own doctrines. God gave us only one message, and He says it is required that a man be found faithful in this thing. That is it. We are still in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Chapter 1 verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I want you to, as I'm opening scriptures, I want you to see the consistency. Listen to me. We don't have any right to import anything. It must be according to the scriptures. We must stay within the confines of the New Testament. We must stay within the confines of what is written. Hope you know that the whole Bible talks about Christ. I was sharing with Victor a few minutes ago before we came into this place. Even the Bible, those books that were put, because there are more, many other things were written, but not all of them were, you know, included. Why? How did they come to select these books? The only books that were included were the books that talks about Christ. When they go to the books of the prophets that prophesied about Christ, their books were included. Actually, even the prophets they call major prophets. Eh? Why do you think they call them major prophets? Because volumes of the things they wrote were about Christ. Many of their prophecies were about Christ. The entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation is about Christ. So when you read the Bible, you must read it in the light of Christ. The scriptures talks about him. Oh my God. John chapter 5. Let's look at this. Follow me. Follow me. John chapter 5. Verse 39. Look at this. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are they which testify of me. Do you understand? Jesus is telling them, the scriptures you are reading, they are my testimony. These are they which testify of me. The scriptures, can somebody read for me another version? Give me another version. Maybe NIV. These are they which testify of me. These are they which testify of me. These are they which testify of me. These are they. The scriptures are his testimonies. Somebody should read for me. That is King James Version. Read it.
Search the scriptures.
Search the scriptures.
For in them ye think ye have eternal life.
In them you think you have eternal life.
And they are they which testify.
The scriptures are they which testify of me. Get me a simpler version.
Bible in basic English.
Yes.
He said, you make search in the holy writings.
Yes.
In the belief that through them you get eternal life.
Yes.
And it is those writings which give witness about me.
Did you see that? It is those writings which do what?
Give witness about me.
The entire scripture is about him now. It's about him. The Bible is a Jesus book. The Bible is a Christocentric book and carries with it a Christocentric message. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible talks about one person, that is Christ. So every time you read the Bible, you must read it with the goggles of Christ, in the light of Christ. It's about him. It's about him. They are they which testify of me. But you will not come to me that you may have life. Scriptures doesn't give life. Scriptures only bear witness. They only testify about him. Christ is the one. He is the life. Do you understand? Luke chapter 24. Let's prove this. Luke 24. Open for me. You can read. Verse 25. Luke 24:25. And he said,
O foolish men,
how
slow you are to give belief to what the prophet have said.
Yes.
Was it not necessary for the Christ to go through these things?
Yes.
And to come into his glory?
Yes.
And he made clear to them all the things in the writings.
He made clear to them all the things in the writings.
from Moses and from all the prophets.
From Moses and from all the prophets.
Which had to do with himself.
Ah, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. The things concerning himself. When he says beginning at Moses, he means beginning at Genesis. Because there are five books called Moses. Genesis to Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Five of those books are called Moses. Beginning at Moses. Beginning at Genesis. All the prophets. Then in all the scriptures, he expanded to them the things concerning himself. He was telling them, all this while the book was talking about me. Everything you read in Genesis, in Exodus, all the things you read in the book of the prophets, they were talking about me. The prophets prophesied of the sufferings of Christ and the glories I should follow. He says that they were searching the spirit of in Christ. They were searching what manner of time the spirit of in Christ which was in them did signify. When it what? When it were witnessed to them about the sufferings of Christ and the glories that should follow. That was a prophecy. Prophets who did not prophesy about Christ, their books were not even included. That's the truth. The Bible, listen to me, listen. I want you to understand, the aim of this teaching is for you to know that there is only one message that God gave to us. One. And two, to know also that God is not flexible with the message. When it comes to the message that we preach, listen to me, God is not flexible. He's not. He has even said that anyone who will preach another gospel, let him be accursed. God didn't give us the right to go about preaching our own thing. If we are servants of Christ, then we must preach his message. It is required in stewards, in service, that a man be found faithful. The faithfulness is in, we are, it says, let a man so account of us as servants of Christ and as what? Stewards of the mysteries. Stewards of the mysteries of God. The mysteries of God. What is the mystery of God? You read scriptures, you read Colossians. It tells you there is a mystery that was hidden from ages and generations, but has not been revealed to his saints. What is that mystery? Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. 28. Whom we preach. That's the message. We are stewards of these mysteries. And it is required in these stewards that the man be found faithful. If God has committed to us these mysteries, you cannot go about preaching your own message. You cannot wake up one morning and say, yes, God has called me to be a deliverance minister. My ministry is to be delivering people from ancestral causes, foundational powers. And all you keep preaching to them is what Satan has done. The sin of their forefathers. That is not the message. Or you say God has called you to preach holiness and your own assignment is to condemn people. Condemn sinners, condemn believers, condemn everybody. Make them feel that God is angry with them. That is not the message. And God is not flexible. There is such a thing as another gospel, my brothers, my sisters. There is such a thing as another gospel. The gospel is one. Any other thing outside it is another gospel. And if anyone preach to you any other gospel except this one that you have received, let him be accursed. Are you with me? Let him be accursed. So even if we read on in Luke chapter 24, we still see in verse 45, Jesus made some striking statements. Verse 44, then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. That's a summary of the Old Testament. Writings of Moses, the law of Moses, the prophets and the Psalms. That's all now. Abi, the Old Testament is about the five books of Moses, right? Then it tells you about the Psalms and it tells you about the prophets. That's it. Yes. And he opened their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That's what the prophets prophesied. That's what David was writing in the Psalm. That's what Moses wrote about. That Christ will suffer and he will enter into his glory. And after that, repentance and forgiveness of sin will be preached in his name. What is the message? The message is the message of his death, burial, and resurrection. And the implication of that. If you say that Christ died for your sins and that he was raised up again on the third day for your justification, what does that mean? Repentance and forgiveness of sin. Repentance and forgiveness of sin. We will preach in his name unto all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Do you understand that that is the message? The message is about what Christ did. It's called the message of the cross. It is foolishness to them who perish, but to us who are called, listen to me. The power of God is not in gymnastics, Kabaya. The power of God is not in running around. The power of God is not in your razzmatazz. The power of God is wrapped up in a message. That's the truth. The power of God is wrapped up in a message. The power of God is wrapped up in a message. Paul says, Romans chapter 1 verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. It is the power of God. The power of God has been wrapped up in a message. Every time the message of the cross is preached, every time the gospel of Christ, because these are the same things, whether you say the message of the cross or you say the gospel of Christ, you are saying the same thing. Every time we preach this message, we are interacting with the power of God. The power of God is made available. The power of God is not in your fasting and prayer. The power of God is not in the seed. The power of God is not in the bottle of oil. The power of God is not inside that white handkerchief. No, no, no. The power of God is not on top of that mountain. The power of God is not in any camp meeting. The power of God is in the message. Message. The message of the cross is the power of God. The gospel of Christ is the power of God. He says that Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. This is the message that you have been called to preach. That Christ died to take away sin. He died according to the scriptures. He died for our sins. He was buried and he was raised up on the third day according to the scriptures. He died for our sins and he was raised up again for our justification. When we preach that message, we tell the sinners that the moment you believe in what Christ has done, your sins are forgiven. Your sins, past, present, future, all your sins are forgiven. God gives you the gift of righteousness and promises you eternal life in his kingdom. That is the message. That is the message. We don't turn to the left or to the right. When it comes to this one, God requires faithfulness. God is strict. Strict about the message. Strict. God doesn't give room for any other thing except this gospel. For it is for this purpose that Christ came to die. So if you go about preaching another gospel, you make the death of Christ of non-effect. That's the truth. This is the message. God, see, listen to me. Our expressions might be different. Do you understand? Some people, they express this message in songs. Some express it in writing. Some express it in drama. Some express it through preaching. But it's the same message. Listen to me. Whether you are a singer, your songs must be built around the finished work of Christ. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. It says, let the message of Christ dwell in you how? Richly. Bro, Victor, your program. This is the message to music ministers. Hey. Do you know your song is supposed to be a teaching? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It means wisdom that when you are singing, we should be taking notes. You know, Bro Victor, you know how people sing? They just sing different things. You sing, hallelujah, hey, hallelujah, hey. Then you, from there you move. Somebody say, Baba. From there you move. Oh, Lord, what's that? Listen to me. When you are singing, go in one direction. If you are singing about the goodness of God, just flow in that. Do you understand? That in your song, when you finish singing, everybody is conscious of the goodness of God. You are singing about the love of God. Stay there. You come out with songs that describe the love of God. As you are singing, the people are in, you know, their heart is overwhelmed. Like, wow. People are taking notes. I see music ministers, they don't understand that what they are doing is ministry. They don't understand that their song is supposed to be a teaching. So they just sing here, pick this, pick that. They just say, this song now, if I sing it, it will, everybody. They sing songs based on the emotion of the people. Songs are, okay, everybody knows this song. If I sing it, everybody will flow. That is not it. Teaching, admonishing. Your song, your music ministry is supposed to be a teaching. It's supposed to be an admonition. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. When you sing, what did we learn? But Victor, do you understand? It's like me standing here and I am preaching to you. This is teaching. I'm teaching. Before you know, I talk about foundational powers. From there I jump. I start talking about the blood of Jesus. From there I start talking about financial prosperity. From there I move. I start talking about academic success. From there I switch over. I now start talking about how to do well in your workplace. When I finish, have I preached? I leave people more confused than they came. A teaching must go in a particular direction. Must go in one direction. When you are done, there is clarity in that area. Your music is supposed to be a teaching. So you don't sing different songs in one meeting. Even if it is just two songs that talks about the same thing. That's what you should do. I was just meditating on that and they came to me and said, this is it. You don't just, you go, you sing the blood. From the blood, you sing Waymaker. From Waymaker, stay on one course. When you are done, if you are singing about the blood, by the time you are done singing, we are like, wow, the blood. There is so much clarity about the potency of the blood. If you are singing about the name of Jesus, by the time you are done singing, our heart is settled on the power of that name. It should be a teaching. When you are singing, we should be taking notes. When you are done singing, we should be admonished. But before then, it says the word of Christ, the message of Christ must dwell in you how? Richly. Whether you are expressing it in drama, you must understand that drama must talk about his death, burial, resurrection, and implication. We talk about the finished work of Christ, and we talk about the man in Christ. If you are in Christ, what has happened to you? It's all about him. Huh? It's all about who? It's all about him. It's all about him. We don't have another message. It's all about him. Everything we do, God ministry, is wrapped around him. When we remove Christ from the ministry, we don't have a ministry. We are ministers of Christ now. So when Christ is not there, what are you ministering? is the ministry. He is. So, our songs must be wrapped around the finished work of Christ. That is when you see power. When you minister, you see the power of God. When your music, your songs are played in different locations, people experience tangible power. Testimonies everywhere. Because why? The gospel is the power of God. Many music ministers don't know this. They sing anything. That's why you can be singing, "Carry me, they go. Jehovah, carry me, they go, they go, they go." What is that? Carry you to where? We don't have another message. Music ministers don't know that what they are doing is ministry. They don't know. But God gave them clear-cut instructions. See, if you are into music, you must understand how to be filled with the Spirit. Don't be drunk with wine, wearing his excess. Be filled. When you are filled, and hymns and spiritual songs, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns. You see music ministers, they don't pray before they come out. They just train their voice, rehearse this, rehearse that. That is good, but that is not it. When it is ministry, you must be giving out life. Some people sing good songs, no breath, no life. Somebody else comes, sing the same song, and the whole place is shaking. Life, it is born in the place of prayer. You must understand how to be filled with the Spirit. What you are doing is not different from what a pastor is doing when he's preaching. Understand that. This ministry, it must be the Spirit and the Word. Be filled with the Spirit. Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. Then you can now teach and admonish us. In psalms, pay attention. Hymns, he didn't say in words, songs. So don't just say this song will be good. If I sing this song, everybody knows it. Everybody will sing. If I sing this one, I know. If I sing this one now, this one, they'll play it on strings. People will get emotional. They'll start rolling on the floor. You have already calculated it in your mind. That's why there is no power. No power. It must be built around the finished work of Christ. The gospel is the power of God. Just the way I cannot preach to you and I'm preaching different things in one message, you cannot be singing too many things in one. They give you worship, you are singing it. What? Make up your mind from your house as you are praying. God will give you the direction you must go. You prepare for bobo go shada. You prepare for worship as if you are going to take word. Do you understand what I'm saying? As you are singing, you are quoting those scriptures. God says, "I want you to minister to them about the blood, about what the blood of Jesus has done for them." You come and you are singing about the blood. You are quoting, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. Because of the blood, your sins are forgiven." And you sing songs in that direction. Scriptures upon scriptures, they overcame him by the blood. That's how that ministry. When you are done, we understand the blood, we understand the efficacy of the blood just by your singing. You've done the same work a preacher will have done. He comes to teach about the blood. That's it. It's ministry. The message is single, the expressions might be different. We might express it in songs, or in words, or in drama, arts, in writings. But the message is one. We don't have different messages. Your drama ministry is not to act about hell and heaven. Your drama ministry is not about to act about witches and wizards. Your drama ministry is to preach the gospel, the message of his death, burial, and resurrection. Some say they are doing spoken words. When you hear what they are saying, you are wondering where they are coming from. My friend, that is an expression of the message. Let this thing flow out of this thing, out of this your ministry. You say, well, what I do is spoken words. Express it. Express the gospel. Let the message flow from there. Your spoken word ministry is not to talk about love. Love. He walked down and moved this way and that. That's not it. People go and read this. They are reading it. They coin this, coin that. That is not it. It's about the gospel, the message. So even if you are doing spoken words, it should be built around the finished work. Simple. Do you know some instrumentalists? They don't even know that. They don't even know that this thing is ministry. They don't know. That's why all they are after is the money. Pay me if I'm going to play. Pay me. They don't know that for you to stay on this keyboard, you are doing ministry. You are doing ministry. You are doing ministry. We don't know that. Jesus is the message. The message. I have said it. We might have different expression. See, some people might not be teachers, as it were. They may not have the teaching ability. Teaching is an anointing. There's an anointing for teaching. There's even a calling to that office. Yes. Some might just be evangelists. They know how what they know is just to preach. Yes, please preach the gospel. Even if you are an evangelist, stay with the gospel. Some say, but I am an apostle. There is only one message. Even the apostolic ministry is about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Read Acts of the Apostles. Daily in the temple and from house to house, they cease not to preach and to teach Jesus. Philip began at the same scriptures and preached Jesus unto him. Jesus was their message. Jesus was their message. They didn't have another message. The apostles preached only the message of Christ. That's the truth. Some say, well, God has called me to the prophetic ministry. Our own is not about talk. We don't see things. We don't see vision. We don't hear. It's a lie. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Christ. It's the spirit of prophecy. Any prophetic ministry that does not testify about Christ is fake. Simple. I say it again. Any prophetic ministry that does not bear witness to the finished work of Christ, that does not bear witness to what Christ has done, is fake. The prophetic ministry testifies about what Christ has done. That's why a prophet who comes and tell you that the reason why you cannot have a child, that God is showing me, when you were young, you have only 3 children. That is why the blood of those children are carried against you. Even though you are not born again, that is a false prophet. That prophecy is not consistent with what Christ has done. Because if it's about what Christ has done, your sins are forgiven. The consequences are also taken away. The punishment for your sin is lifted. So God cannot be punishing you for sin. God cannot say, I will not give you children because you aborted 3 children. What is that? When Christ has already paid for your sins. Do you understand? Even the prophetic ministry, it must be hinged around the work of Christ. Different calling, only one message. Only one message. Only one message. And my friends, God is not flexible. If you didn't hear anything I said this evening, hear that God is not flexible. When it comes to this message, God cannot change his mind. God cannot say, well, Victor, the way I'm seeing you now, maybe I cannot submit you. Go and preach prosperity. Never. Never. If anybody preach another gospel, let him be accursed. What is it? He says, even if it's an angel. The message is one. Our expressions might be different. But there's only one message. There's only one message. But Victor, look at it. When Jesus was leaving this earth, he gave one last instruction. Go ye into the world, preach deliverance to them. Preach prosperity to them. No, preach academic success to them. Motivate them. No, purpose discovery. Preach what? Preach the gospel to every creation. Oh my God. The message that was given to the church is the gospel. He didn't say preach the gospel. Then you can also preach financial breakthrough. Never. Preach the gospel. Then if you like, you can preach ancestral curses. Huh? Preach the gospel well, but if you don't want to preach the gospel, maybe you can just go ahead and preach serpentine powers, marine spirits, all those things. And preach. You can, your ministry can just be about attacking witchcraft powers. You don't have to. Listen, listen. He didn't give room for another message. Preach, go into the world. The gospel is not location specific. Anything you are preaching in Nigeria that you cannot preach in UK is not the gospel. Did you hear what I said? Anything you are preaching in Abuja that you cannot preach in your village is not the gospel. You preach the gospel of Christ in Abuja, you go to your village, you start preaching about witches, you don't know what you are doing. The gospel is to the world. Go to the world. Go into the world. Anywhere you are, there's only one message, the gospel of Christ. And like Paul, a generation is rising that will say, I am not ashamed of this gospel. I am not ashamed of this gospel. If I preach not the gospel, woe is me. Woe is me. For necessity is laid on me. Woe is me. I preach not the gospel. That my music ministry will preach this gospel. My drama ministry will preach this gospel. My spoken word ministry will preach this gospel. I am an instrumentalist, but as I play, I will play songs that are hinged around the finished work of Christ. I am a preacher. I will not preach any other thing save Christ and Him crucified. That generation is rising, and the time is coming because God is changing the test ball of the church in Nigeria and the body of Christ in general. When people will no longer listen to you, you're not preaching the gospel of Christ. That time is coming, and it's now upon us. There's a wave of the Spirit. There's a move of God in this hour. The authentic gospel is taking over. The authentic gospel is rising. We cover the earth. We cover the earth. As waters cover the sea, the gospel penetrates. Villages will hear this message. Not only cities, villages, 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 thick villages. People will go there. People will cabre cosine que pratiza. The spirit of mission is resting on the church again. People will rise up again, willing to go into deep villages with the gospel of Christ. They don't mind. They will go with interpreters, go with all kinds. We don't mind. Missionary spirit, missionary anointing is resting on the church again. People are going into hinterlands, deep villages where the gospel has never been preached. And when they go there, they will not be going there to burn their idols and their shrine. No, they will go there to preach Christ to them. Those people will bring down their things on their own and burn them. When they took the whole of Asia, the Bible says everybody gathered their charms, their magic books. They even calculated the amount. That was not what the apostles went to do. They preached the gospel to them. They brought those things on their own. That generation is rising. The authentic gospel is taking over. The message of Christ is covering the earth as waters cover the sea. There's only one message that we have been given, and that message is Christ and Him crucified. And that anyone who believes in Him, your sins are forgiven. Forever, your sins are forgiven. Your sins are taken away completely. God gives you the gift of His righteousness. You become the righteousness of God in Christ. This righteousness that is not based on works, but based solely on faith in what Christ has done. And God tells you that you will have eternal life in my kingdom. At the resurrection, you will be with Him forever and ever. That's the message I will preach. That is the gospel of Christ. There is no room for another. Colossians chapter 1. I should begin to tidy up this. Colossians 1. Verse 25. of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Verse 28. Him we preach. Him we preach. Him we preach. Him we preach. Our message is not it. It's not what. Our message is a person. Whom we preach. Him we preach. It's not a topic. It's not a subject matter. It's a person. It's a person. Him we preach. Him. Christ in you. Him we preach. We don't preach ancestral curses. We don't preach familiar spirits. We don't preach witchcraft powers. We don't preach kill them before they kill you. Pursue my pursuers. We don't preach Holy Ghost fire on my enemies. We don't preach that. Him. Him we preach. Him. Our message is a person. Person of Christ. Him we preach. That's the message. That's the message. That's the message. Him. Oh my God. I like that. I like that. Him. Him. Kabayaga dagas. Keroto. It's not a Sunday topic. Him. 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 It's not success motivation. Him. 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 Iye kaba. It's not trouser and makeup. That is not our message. Our message is not heaven and hell. Our message is not whether you are wearing trousers or not, whether you are using makeup or not, whether you are palming your hair or not. That is not the message. Him. Him we preach. That's the message. Any other person who is preaching any other thing that is not him is preaching another gospel. Let him be accursed. Is it not terrible? That should strike something in your heart. Let him be accursed. It should strike something. It should even give you a burden to pray for the church. Because people are holding the microphone, preaching this and preaching that. Another gospel. I was sharing with my pastor today. I said, is it difficult to stay within the confines of the New Testament? Is it that hard? Why are we importing things? Why a lot of imported stuff on the pulpit? What is there is staying within the confines. People say they are sons of the prophets. Where do you see that in the New Testament? Company of prophets. Where do you see that? Some people will think I'm attacking them. Where do you see that in the New Testament? Stephen, is it hard to stay within the boundaries, oh my God, of the New Testament? What is there? Leave the there. Oh my God. Oh my God. I don't know. Why do I say this to you? Is it difficult? We are sons of the prophet. We are sons of the oracle. We are. We are bleeding blood, pouring blood, this and that. We are. Why are we importing things? Why? They tell you, mix salt and water. Mix it, drink this and that. We are. They tell you Elisha did it. He used it to heal the water in the land. So, what do you have to import that? Where? Did Paul not heal people? Peter didn't heal people. Jesus did not heal people. Where did they use salt and water? Or you put some 90 something inside the water and drink it? What is it hard to stay within the confines, the boundaries of the New Testament? Why are pastors importing things? Look at the issue of tithing. Imported. There is no clear-cut instruction, command. The whole of the epistles didn't even talk about tithe. Letters written to the churches didn't even talk about tithe. Tithe was mentioned, referenced in Hebrews 7, talking about Abraham and Melchizedek. That's all. No clear cut instruction. Jesus even spoke about tithe, telling them they forgot the weightier matters. Tithe is not a weightier matter. But we have imported it. People are fighting tooth and nail to maintain that thing. What is hard is staying within what is written. I don't understand it. I'm telling you, there is only one message that we have been given, and he says, if any other person believes on that thing, let him be accursed. That should strike something in your heart, my brothers. That should strike something. I have told myself, I will not turn to the left or to the right. This gospel till we die. This is the reason why Christ died. And when he was leaving, he told us, go ye into the world. You don't preach everything. It's not entrepreneurship. That is not the gospel, though. That is not the gospel. It's not seven steps to becoming a billionaire in the next 1 year. That is not the gospel. Oh my God. 2 Corinthians. Verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Is it not clear? We do not preach ourselves. This has nothing to do about it. It doesn't have anything to do with your church doctrine. The doctrine of the New Testament is the doctrine of Christ. We don't preach ourselves. It means that you cannot start preaching your experience. They can't call you for a meeting, give you the microphone, and all you are preaching is your experience. You preach your experience. You tell us how you went to hell and came back. How you saw people in hell. That is your experience. We preach on ourselves. What we preach is Christ. Christ Jesus the Lord. Him we preach as a message. We don't preach ourselves. You don't preach your experience. You don't. Don't be carried away to think that your experience has become a doctrine. Do you understand that? What we preach is Christ. Because some people tell you that God told them not to, God told me not to wear attachment, but they have made it a doctrine for the whole church. And to them, if you are wearing attachment, you are a sinner. A sinner who was born in hell. That is your experience. We preach not ourselves. Oh Jesus. How I wish we can see this. We preach not ourselves. That means your experiences doesn't validate the word. It is the word of God that validates your experiences. And it doesn't matter what you are going through, you preach the word. Preach the word. Even if it is looking like the word is not working in your life yet, stay with it. Stay with it. Keep preaching it. They tell you, but look at you. You are preaching, finish work of Christ. See the way your life is. Tell them, it's not about me. It's about him. If it's about him, then it's not about us. If it's about us, it can never be about him. I decrease that he might increase. We preach not ourselves. The message is Christ, not you. You don't preach your experiences, you preach Christ. That's why we don't judge a man of God by his actions. Do you understand? No. It is the message. The message is not about the person, not about you, it's about Christ. So whether I am looking at you now and certain things don't line up here to the message, doesn't matter to me. The message is about Christ. It's not about the person preaching it, it's about the person who is being preached. Are you hearing me? It is not about the person preaching it, it's about the person who is being preached. It's about him. We preach not ourselves, but Christ. Christ and him crucified. Father, let this gospel rise. Let this gospel rise. Let this gospel rise, Lord. Let this gospel rise. Raise up men and women, boys and girls, who will rise up and preach this gospel aggressively. We cover the earth. We cover the earth like the waters covers the sea. Let the spirit of missions, a missionary anointing, rest upon the church again. Deep villages, villages where the gospel have not been preached, God, send us, Lord. Raise up men, raise up women, raise up boys and girls, raise up people who will be willing to preach this gospel, raise up people who will accept this gospel, raise up people who will be willing to sponsor this gospel with their resources, my God. But by all means, God, let this gospel prevail, let this gospel will take over. Raise up men and women who will say, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Raise up women and women, boys and girls, who will declare like Paul, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. Abaga Nazakaya Lamando Saya Namahadia Alavana Manana Maneton de Berani the Fidaba Abrana Nadaba Sovereign Adakonda Zeleven Adabaza Leprunda Labino Vado Kozan and Anamandia Kaya Adla Ruske Bobo Selen and Amandiata Ade Bobo Boso de Mama Nadasa. I want us to make prayers concerning this matter. Shekete Lege de Sia Laga Brogodosa Can we make intercessions and ask the Lord that Latte goes attire? Jesus be the center of your church. Mary cried. I have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. Christ will not disappear from the midst of us. Ragada But Mary stood outside by the tomb, weeping. She wept, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. She saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They said unto her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Why are you weeping? Can we weep in this meeting?" And she said, "Because they have taken away my Lord. They have taken away my Lord. And I do not know where they have laid him. They have taken away my Lord." Jesus be the center of your church. You will not disappear from the midst of your people. Christ will be preached again. The authentic gospel is rising. One of the ways to make the preaching of the gospel effective is to pray for the gospel. Paul says, "Pray for me that God will open unto me the door of utterance, and I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." Shamana kapaya, jabrekada kabarakatiya, alaka baba 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 sha, rakada bata. The authentic gospel is rising. Azanda kabrakata. We preach it in the east. We preach it in the north. We preach it in the south. We preach it in the west. Kando seya, Africa hears this gospel. Akabanadia, Europe hears this gospel. America hears this gospel. The gospel of Christ. Shaka baba 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 baba. Doors of utterance are opened unto us. Shakataya, I beg you, my friends, Kanadia Kaya, Kalina Manata, let us make intercession. For a long time, force would have prevailed. For a long time, Azada Gadaza, Ragadiaka, error has reigned. For 40 days, Goliath was there, showing forth, showing of himself, molesting the people of Israel. But David is here now. This gospel looks like a giant. Error now, we are looking at the error we see, and they look like giants. They look so big, and we are wondering, how are we going to deal with this? This is a big mess. How can we handle this Goliath? But I hear the Lord say, just one stone from this sling, just one stone. Can you pray with me, my brothers? Can you pray with me, my sisters? Just one stone from this sling. 40 days, Stephen. 40 days. Goliath molested the people. 40 days. We don't care how long error has been preached. We don't care how long. Another gospel have reigned. But I hear the Lord say, just one stone from this sling. We pull down all that they built for the years. We pull down all that they built over the years. Just one stone. David did not struggle. He told him, "I come against you in the name of the Lord of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Agradine kando komroga doni kapila kemani kababara gadine mena gadia kabababababababara gadia ayada babatika regadia. Shakataya, my friends, can you pray with this prophetic word? God says to me, just one stone from this sling. It might just be one message. It might just be one program. Just one stone from this sling, and we will demolish all that they have built over the years. All that error and wrong teaching has erected in the minds of men. Just one meeting, we pull down strongholds. Just one meeting, Goliath is down. Just
just one sermon. Akunda prikadia, akabababababa sonda, kirobobobobobobosia, rebedegede brugadia, kavanada badia, kavanada badia, akunda bosonte kali, rabane kadila, akababarakadia, kumbra vito sonte, vanta brunda chanta, zaniga ligaroste, asatende kuradia, karastonte levrindos, akababaranagadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegadegad Kalababa, Kalabaroshka Denemo, Ashakata, 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 Ekatona Minaga, Rakte Comfredikaza. Music ministers are rising who will preach the gospel. Drama ministers are rising who will preach the gospel. Spoken word artists, they are rising, they will preach the gospel. Men are writing it in books. Zakata, social media is covered with the gospel. Men and women are rising, boys and girls are rising, they will preach and teach this gospel with signs and wonders backing them in the name of Jesus. Agababa na katalada elegada menaga rabatia akabunde sekete kaya da 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 rakata da 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 rakata da 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 shakata brokodosa jageda mano kombrediga afanda da banada gedena kerona nabida ganina gabadi etambro de Shanda Gabro Godosie, Shanda Gabro Godosie, Akapababas, Rataka Babadas, let this gospel penetrate into thick villages, penetrates into urban areas, into rural areas, every city, every nation, every state, Ekaboska, Ekadesha, every village hears the gospel of Christ. Akababa Shaka, Korababa Sino Kotolo no more, Akesoda Viga Lando Kora, Shagemo Bokoni, Shagemo Bokora de Kababadogo Sone, who will rise, Egebo Sone Geaha, in your name, Akaledesha Adonai. Agaba no kahera, you reign, Agadege Masoye, we will rise, Agaba Baba Babasa, in your name, Jesus, Agadaboro Dogosone, my Jesus, Agelenama, you reign, Agaeta, you reign in Nigeria, you reign, all over the world, you reign in Africa, Zakolo de Bokosa, Erebebebebebesa, Ayade you reign again in Nasia. We will rise. I call my mama in the name of Jesus. Echoes are tired. I don't know. You reign. I got the boss. We will rise. I call the hege, Shagia, Keprokoto de Gesekete. Sagia, Eprotoziza, Jeprekete, Keprekete, Karabababasa, Egede, Raconde Procotono Goto, Eke Pepeza, Hey, glory, Jele de, this is how we pray, how we break forth, Akapa Patia, Elakaberegade, Agabrogo de Dosa, we will rise. In the name of Jesus, Akabadi, all over the world, the spirit is moving all over the world, as the prophet said it should be. There is a mighty revelation. Kadeshota Kerodos Agabande Kehenaza, you reign, Kaya, all over the world, your spirit is moving. Korababas, Erodobo Sigadabayagadas, Lekorodobo Siagaba, Karabababas, Ekoto Protokozika, Eyekosa, Oyeke Pretese, all over the world, Akodesha, Akela, Ekelosa, as the prophet said it should be, Aladamasea, all over the world. There is a mighty revelation. of the glory of the knowledge
of the glory of the Lord.
As the waters cover the sea, all over the world, all over the world. Your spirit is moving. Your spirit is moving.
It's moving.
Shakatana barakatea. All over the world. Killing us. As the promise said he should be. Hakura basata. All over the world. There is a mighty revelation of the knowledge of the Lord. The knowledge of the Lord. Kayadaba, as the waters cover. One more time. All over the world. All over the world. We enforce that prophetic word. We are that generation that will fulfill prophecy. This prophecy is fulfilled in our generation. All over the world, all over the world. There's a mighty move of the spirit. Sunday, Cobra Diga, Elegadessa. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. Shigada, Kerotokosia, Ekada Badagadaka, Elegade Mosoto, Egarade Kosoto, Eyalagada Baragadasa. You are causing. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding over every darkness. You are causing light to shine from darkness. You are brooding, you are brooding over every darkness.